Makos, Perek Gimel, Mishneh Gimel. This Mishneh continues with the list of items for which a person receives Malkus. Ha'ochel bikurim ad shalokara alehen. Someone who eats bikurim, those are the first fruits that are brought to the Beis HaMikdash, he eats them before the kriya, before the statements that are supposed to be made by the person who brings the bikurim. If the kohana were to eat it prior to those making those statements of the Kriyas HaBikurim, they would get Malkus for doing that. Now, somebody who's not a Kohen and eats Bikurim, he would get, once it's come, even if it's already in Yerushalayim, it has a status of Truma, and a Zar who eats Truma or Bikurim is Chayav Misa B'dei Shemayim. Now, what the Mishnah has told us here, that it's the Kriya that's Ma'akev, and that before the Kriya, that's when a Kohen would be Chayav Malkus for eating it. That's the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. However, the Chachamim disagree, and they say that there is an activity called Hanacha, where the Kohen places it next to the Mizbeach, that the Chachamim believe that Bikurim Hanacha Ma'keves Bohen, Kriya Ein Ma'keves Bohen, that for Bikurim, it's the placement next to the Mizbeach, that's what is the Ma'akev, and that eating it prior to that is the Chiyuv Malkus, but prior to the Kriya, there is no Malkus for eating it prior to the Kriya. And we actually paskin like those Chachamim, not like the Rabbi Akiva of our Mishnah. The Mishnah continues, Kodshei Kodeshim Chutz Laklayim. Somebody eats Kodshei Kodeshim, that's the type of karban that can only be eaten by a Kohen, and it needs to be eaten within the Azara, Kodshei Kodeshim. If you eat it outside the Klayim were the curtains that comprised the Azara in the times of the Mishkan, but in the times of the Beis HaMikdash there were walls, but it's referring to the same demarcation line. Anything that's outside the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, for a Kohen to eat it outside that area, they would be Chayav Malkus. Kodeshim Kalim, Umar Sushani, Chutz Lachoma. A person were to eat Kodeshim Kalim, those can be eaten even by Yisrael, but they must be eaten in Yerushalayim. Ma'aser Sheni as well must be eaten in Yerushalayim, and if these were eaten outside the wall of Yerushalayim, they person would be Chayav Malkus for that. Now, regarding Ma'aser Sheni, there is one qualification, and that is Ma'aser Sheni, a person is only Chayav Malkus if they eat it outside Yerushalayim, if the Ma'aser Sheni has come into Yerushalayim. But if it never made it into Yerushalayim in the first place, it is not a Chayav Malkus. The Mishnah continues, Hashover eso etzem ba pesach ha-tohar. If somebody breaks the bones of a carbon pesach, which is a tohar carbon pesach, a regular carbon pesach, which is tohar, ha-reza loka arboim, he gets malchus. There's a special lav in the Torah of etzem lo sishbruvo. You're not allowed to break the bones of a carbon pesach. Havol, somebody is ha-mosir ba tohar, somebody who leaves over the meat of the carbon pesach. You're not allowed to. It says you're not allowed to sear mimeno ad boker. You're not supposed to leave it over till the morning. But if you leave it over, even with a tohar karban pesach, or v'hashover batameh, or somebody who breaks the bones of a karban pesach, but he breaks the bones of a karban pesach that is tameh, not tohar, eino lokar boyim, neither of those cases will a person be chayav malchus. The reason a person is not chayav malchus for being mosir batohar, for leaving over the meat by a regular carbon pesach that's tohar, there's two reasons for that. One is because it's a lav hanitik la'aseh, a lav which is fixed by a mitzvah aseh, and that is to say the Torah says that you cannot leave over the meat, but if you leave it over, you're supposed to, till the morning, you're supposed to burn it. That burning of the meat is considered a mitzvah aseh, which is misaki in the lav, so a person doesn't get malchus on a lav hanitik la'aseh. And the second reason is it's a lav she'en bo maisa. The only time a person gets malchus generally is in case if he does an activity, if he does an action. However, Nosar is just really, he's desisting from doing an action, and therefore he's not Chayav Malkus. Those are the two reasons why a person is not Chayav Malkus on Amos Bat Tohar. And Shover Bat Tomei, as we learn out from a Pasuk, that only if the Korban Pesach is kosher, is Tohar, that's the only time there's an Isser Shvira. So Etzem, of breaking the bones, otherwise the person is not Chayav Malkus.